listening service. Arms race in Northeast Asia. Concerns grow over Japan's move for F-22 fighters. Japan's move to purchase radar-evading F-22 Raptor fighter jets from the United States has touched off worries about an escalating arms race in Northeast Asia. On Wednesday, one day before Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's two-day visit to America, a ranking U.S. official said Washington would welcome talks on supplying the state-of-the-art fighter aircraft to Tokyo, which is apparently trying to upgrade its preparedness against China's military modernization and North Korea's missile development and nuclear capabilities. China is modernizing at a rapid pace its Air Force, said Dennis Wilder, Senior Director for East Asian Affairs at the White House National Security Council. He added that the Japanese obviously feel some threat in relation to North Korea and its development of missile and nuclear capabilities. And he said the U.S. is very positively disposed to talking to the Japanese about the future generation fighter aircraft. His remarks are drawing keen attention, as they were made right before Abe's visit and at a time when Japan's defense ministry is considering introducing Lockheed Martin's F-22s to replace its aging F-15FX fighters built by Boeing. This means that the U.S. and Japan have come to share a common interest with each other as for the advanced air superiority fighters. The two countries have long sought to check the Chinese military power under their bilateral defense alliance. It is no doubt that the possible sale of F-22s will tip the military balance in favor of Japan and its ally, the U.S., in Northeast Asia, while prompting China to jump into the regional arms race. According to military experts, the F-22 Raptor, worth $200 million each, is a fifth-generation stealth fighter aircraft. It was originally envisioned as an air superiority fighter for use against the Soviet Air Force, but is equipped for ground attack, electronic warfare, and signals intelligence roles as well. If Japan obtains up to 100 F-22s, it will have the world's second biggest air force and dominate the skies over not only Korea, but also China, as their operational radius extends as far as 2,000 kilometers. In addition, Japan is mulling changing its pacifist constitution in a bid to exercise the right to collective self-defense to play a bigger military role outside its territory. China has already started developing its own advanced fighters to match the F-22s of the U.S. Media reports said Chinese research is underway to develop the Xian 13 and Xian 14, and the Chinese government aims to deploy the Xian 14 with radar dodging capability by 2015. In response to the Chinese move, Taiwan plans to acquire 60 F-16 CDs from the U.S. to upgrade its Air Force preparedness. In this situation, South Korea cannot but feel a security threat rising from the intensifying arms buildup. Some critics expressed concerns that the country is increasingly becoming sandwiched between Japan and China, saying that the arms race would have negative ramifications over peace in Northeast Asia as well as in the world. The Korean government ought to avoid the aftermath of the arms race by doubling its efforts to set up an international mechanism to settle permanent peace on the Korean Peninsula.